Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this is going to be so much fun. It's 98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. It's Miles in the morning. It's our free-for-all Friday show.
Yes.
So who knows what's going to happen? Yeah, you can come on in. Yeah. It's my wife out there in the hallway. She's like here as well.
There's so many women in here.
I know. There's a lot of
ladies
in the studio right now.
I like it.
So a big shout out to the Fab Five chicks on Instagram who are in studio right now. First of all, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We need some introductions here real quick, and I want to start on my left. First, you know what? You'll have to lean into the microphone there a little bit. Yeah, exactly. So tell us who you are and all that good stuff.
Okay. Hey, I am Monica, and I'm here with my best friends to talk a little bit today about the struggles of life in a good way.
The mom life. Hey, it's funny. That's why I wanted my wife to come in because, man, my wife knows the mom life too.
Yes.
And I was like, man, this is a great way to kind of get some perspective on a lot of the stuff. So, all right. And next, who is it?
My name's Kelly, and I am a mother of three kids, and we'll add a...
Well, I am too.
Two boys and a girl, and we'll add a lot of fantastic color to this conversation.
Awesome. And next.
I'm Tammany, and I've got one boy and one girl.
Okay, very good. And last but not least.
And I am Jill, and I have twin boys.
Okay.
Who are nine. So, yeah.
And there is one more. Shout out, what's her name?
Shout out to Kindy.
What's up, Kindy?
Two boys, too. Yeah.
And where is
She's
Kendi
working.
This morning?
Okay. Well, she gets
She's
a
got
pass.
A J-O-B.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
Quote unquote.
But she's not the only one of you that has a job, right?
Correct.
And that's probably one of the biggest struggles when you're a mom and you're working and you've got kids and you're a busy life. How do you guys hang out? I think that's one of the biggest things that people are probably going, man, this is the big deal right here.
I mean, I've been working for the past 20 years, so right out of college, essentially, and just haven't had a second. But I'll tell you, just the balance of having friends and making them a priority has just been one of the biggest blessings in my life. I mean, I can't do life without these girls. So it's finding time and making the extra effort to get together. And we have to get together, I mean, or else it just...
We miss each other.
So how often do you guys like get together? You hang out, you have dinner, whatever it may be. I mean, is this a weekly thing? Is it more than once a week? Is it a monthly thing?
I think planning's crucial to it.
Right.
We go on a girls trip every single year. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay.
It used to be on a specific
And what happens
weekend.
On a girls trip stays on a girls trip.
Of course it does.
That's awesome.
Like, now you're not going.
Don't reveal any deep, dark
no
secrets.
That is fantastic. No, but, and then we try to do a monthly girls dinner. So
Sometimes,
you know, one of us has a conflict, the rest of us go. Sometimes one's coming in hot, coming in late. Sometimes one of us doesn't feel like going.
Yeah.
Organizing the chaotic circus at home, getting a babysitter to make it on a Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Right.
So it just ebbs and flows. And like Jill said, you know, it's a priority and planning is critical.
So I would say that for most parents, and this is moms, dads, whoever it may be, but hanging out without your family, honestly, is a difficult task, to say the least. But to make it a priority and to make sure that you still have that part of your life probably makes the at-home life that much sweeter. Would you agree?
Yes. No, it does. It gives us... We talk to each other about our husbands and our kids, and it gives us a sounding board, and you don't feel alone.
Yeah.
There's one of us that's going through the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how do the husbands feel? Because you guys have an Instagram page, which I follow, which is amazing.
Well done, Monica.
Yeah. So you guys look like celebrities on there. I'm just like, seriously.
Well, weren't you guys going to be on a reality show?
We signed a contract. We had about 9 months we were under contract. And it just didn't work out. I guess there's already some out there like us.
No, I feel like you guys, I'm sorry.
honest real quick, because we have the Real Housewives of Dallas. Yes. And I feel like y'all are already like 10,000 times better and more real than they are.
And this is one of the reasons why I was so excited to have you guys in, because you do. You see all the TV shows with like Real Housewives of Dallas.
It's all staged and fake and like, let's pretend to fight over what charity we gave to.
It's about them fighting with each other. And I think that you guys supporting each other to me is what makes it so much better.
Absolutely.
With you know, when I see you guys doing your stuff on Instagram and things like that. And to me, you're right. It's the whole not having the drama, yet that's probably one of the reasons why they're like, you know, well,
You know, we do have all the challenges that they have.
Yeah,
of course.
We just choose to support each other through the highs and the lows.
Well, they say you're an average of the top five people you hang around.
Yes, absolutely. And there's five of you. Yes. So that's perfect.
I love
that.
Like, like, lift me. Like, I don't. We joke that we stay in shape because we got a girls' trip coming up. I'm not going to be the fat friend.
But every woman has that thought.
This is the honesty that I'm sure every mom is probably feeling, though. Like, seriously.
The first time you travel with friends is a nightmare because, like, the whole year before, you're like, oh, my gosh, they're going to see me in a bikini.
Exactly.
Right.
And if you're feeling extra fluffy, you better come very funny.
Yeah. Or just drink a lot so that you can kind of, like, suppress those feelings. Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, question. Do your husbands hang out with all of you very often, or is it mostly just the five of you get together, you do your thing?
I think sometimes I prefer to hang out with us. Like, they get sad when they're not invited.
They do get sad. Oh, so maybe they're like kind of jealous of you, all you guys having an awesome friendship.
They actually created their own Instagram,
but then they forgot
page.
The password.
It's so dude.
They definitely want to be our friend. Yeah. We need a little 20-second timeout sometimes. Yeah. We knew
each other before we knew them.
Yes.
Yeah.
We knew each other before we had kids. Mm-hmm. We introduced each other's husbands.
Again, you guys have known each other for, 20 years or so?
Yes.
How did you meet? How did you get to know each other?
Jill and I have actually been friends for almost 30 years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
Since 8th grade.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm not going to tell him why I wanted to be friends with you.
Oh, tell him.
You have to tell now.
I was about to say, you can't say that and not tell us.
I mean, in 8th grade, Tam had the best boobs ever. I just need to be your friend.
And still does.
And still does. Like, on girls' trips, she always wins best boobs. So.
Like, did you think that
that's
maybe, like,
I'm going for.
Did she share with you or something?
She thought the guys would like her.
Like, by association, I might get good boobs, too.
I really try to give her a run for her money. That's so funny.
That's, I think it's awesome, though. So you guys went to Texas Tech. Okay, so all the Red Raiders out there listening right now, then you guys may have friends out there listening right now that are probably like, I remember them from college.
I know those leaders.
Yeah. As far as, like, when you guys have to plan, I say have to. It's not that you have to. But when you plan, how do you make the decision? Because I think this is probably the biggest struggle with a lot of parents out there. How do you make the full-on decision to prioritize this time over, say, my kids are so busy and they've got all these things going on? That I think is probably the biggest struggle for most parents out there, because, you know, again, when I look at you guys and your friendship, I'm like, man, this is something that I can't imagine how many people probably look at that and go, man, I wish I had that. How do you create that and how do you keep it going?
It's honestly work. And we were friends. I think part of it, not to say that it can be created after, is this was happening before the others came into our life, before the husbands and before the kids. So I think that might be a little bit part of it. And honestly, like, if I'm in a bad mood, my husband, Kyle, he'll say, go call the girls.
Like, you need a day away.
Just need some mom time away. Because our kids are first, you know, and they're all consuming. That every now and then we need a recharge. Yeah. Okay. And some people recharge by reading a good book on the beach, and we recharge by venting and hanging out and celebrating the highs and mourning the lows.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a good balance. Yeah.
And we plan in advance.
Yeah,
we finish a girls' trip and decide where we're going next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's a priority, and that weekend is booked, and unless there was something horrible that happened. Nothing gets changed. Mm.
I would imagine also, though, that the supportive husband probably really plays into this as well. You know, I mean, let's be honest. There's probably a lot of dads out there like, wait, hold on. I got to do what? Like, yeah. I've got to be at home with the kids by myself. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? I don't know if I can do this, right?
Yes. Yeah. We've talked about that. It's not called babysitting.
No, it's called parenting.
Yes. Yes.
Like, is dad babysitting tonight? No.
No, this is your job. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
Dad is loving. That's what dad is loving tonight.
Excited about it.
Exactly. Exactly. And do you guys all get together with your kids?
Yeah. We've taken family trips before with the kids. It's not as relaxing.
Yeah, no kidding. I can't imagine. You've got,
you got 15 kids between you guys?
Right, yeah.
If not more. We've taken a girls' trip with just kids to Broken Bow with our girls and the kids, and the husbands came up on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we've done that. So we do more sporting events or one-night things with the kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or we pluck off, you know, where the ages align and the genders align. And,
we do side things, too. We always don't have to.
You guys are so organized.
Do you guys have shared calendars that you all are on and all that stuff?
So I send everybody Outlook invites and meeting requests. So everybody has the way I operate.
I love that everybody has their, like, gift. And you're the calendar invite.
And they decline them, though, because then they pull out their handwritten. What the heck is that? Just send a picture.
Now, as far as like working, do you guys all work and all of that? I mean, have careers and stuff, or is it, you get to do the mom thing full time?
Yeah, we all have careers. I started as a middle school math teacher. Then I stayed at home with the kids. So 7 years as a teacher and then home with the kids. And then about a year and a half ago, I started my own company, a hair care, skincare line with my sisters.
Awesome.
Well, give the plug.
It's called Busy Beauty. So it's beauty for the busy woman. So
I love that.
We all use it.
Yeah.
And you're all gorgeous.
All right. Go ahead, Kelly. Yeah.
And then I had a sales and marketing career and then took some time off to raise my three back-to-back babies and then just went back and consulted in doing commercial real estate.
So Kelly was telling us off the air before, I mean, you had them back-to-back-to-back, like, right? Aren't they like 7, 8, 9 or?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah,
That's a busy, like,
no
4 or 5 years or 10 or 25.
Like, you were pregnant every single year for 3 years in a row.
My body may never recover.
Yeah, we've had some fun pictures.
The people that are really close to me have some dirty pictures on what I look like when I had three with babies all in diapers. It was a... not my best shining moment.
You know what,
I can't even imagine.
Here's the thing. I think you have to look at those moments as, regardless of whether society says it's a shining moment, I think it's a shining moment regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think that, you know, we live in a world because one of the things I want to ask you all is, it's difficult raising children these days based off of, it seems like you get so much social pressure on you're doing it right or you're not doing it right. Do you guys ever feel like you get, I don't want to say shamed, but do you ever feel like your mom shamed because you're hanging out together instead of hanging out with your family or your kids? Because, you know, you see this stuff all the time where they're like, you know, well, how come you're not at home with your children? Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Does that ever come up with you guys?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, I know we went on so many trips last year. We each turned 40. So we each had a different trip.
But we took our husbands.
And we did.
Yeah. They got to go.
Yeah. There would be times that people would post, do you guys ever work?
Yes.
Or
who's watching your children?
Yeah. But I mean, I'll say, I have been working for the past 20 years and just the balance of being a mom and having a career and being a wife and being a good friend.
Right.
Incredibly overwhelming, and there have been many times I have felt like I'm failing in each of those areas. But
you've got your friends to bring you back up, right?
They have always been and will always be the greatest backbone.
She just
that
landed
I have.
On the top 40 under 40.
No.
On the
did
cover.
You really?
Cover no, the magazine.
Congratulations!
I saw that. That's amazing.
She's
not failing.
But I think it's just it's figuring out what's most important in your life. It's, you know, identifying your priorities and just following through with it. And if you don't make it a priority, then it's just not going to happen.
Right.
And I think the other thing, too, is that we all parent differently.
Yeah. Right.
All four. four of us.
We're all completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
But
we
you all probably all respect each other's parenting styles. Yeah. Right. And hey,
and
that may be good for you. But
person.
Exactly. I love that because I think a lot of people do feel like that, you know, oh, well, I'm supposed to do it according to what this book says or what this person says or what I just
there
saw on
no
Facebook.
Or, you have to figure it out for yourself.
What scary mommy tells me I'm allowed to do and not
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, I think you guys need a full-on blog about that kind of stuff.
Monica.
Yeah.
Just add it to our list.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Again, we've got Monica, Kelly, Tammany, and Jill from the Fab Five Chicks. Woo-hoo! Follow them on Instagram because it's so much fun seeing you guys, what you're doing. Because, again, I think it's a great thing for other moms to see out there. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I can only imagine there is stress and depression that can come along with feeling like you get lost and I don't do anything else except for just take my kids to school and run them to soccer practice and cook dinner and bath time and all that stuff, that you guys are, you know, making a priority to still have your life at the same time. So big kudos to you guys.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Once again, follow them on Instagram, Fab5Chicks. It's 98.7 K-Love with Miles in the Morning.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.